Welcome to this podcast about Union Bay Cannery and Ernest Sound in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Union Bay is located on the lower Cleveland Peninsula, between Lemasurier Point to the west and Union Point to the east, at the southern entrance to Ernest Sound. It is the site of a historical salmon cannery at the mouth of Cannery Creek, about 3 miles northeast of Myers Chuck and 34 miles northwest of Ketchikan, Alaska. The bay was named Union Bay by fishermen, and the name was first reported in 1904 by Harry C. Fassett on the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries research vessel Albatross. The Cleveland Peninsula is about 50 miles long and 10 to 15 miles wide, subdivided into distinct upper and lower regions. The lower peninsula separates Bem Canal from Ernest Sound, while the upper peninsula separates Bem Canal from Bradfield Canal and is largely contiguous with the boundary ranges of the Coast Mountains. Cannery Creek drains a watershed on the Cleveland Peninsula and flows generally west for about 5 miles from a deglaciated cirque at an elevation of 2,000 feet to sea level. The granitic intrusions forming the boundary ranges are remnants of the late Cretaceous Coast Range Arc, a volcanic arc system. Southeast Alaska comprises several accreted terranes, land masses that originated elsewhere, were transported by plate tectonics, and joined previously accreted terranes or the western margin of Proto-North America, roughly in their current locations. The lower Cleveland Peninsula mainly consists of rocks from the Gravina sequence, formed from the Middle Jurassic to the late Cretaceous. This sequence includes graywacke, argillite, and conglomerate. Union Bay and Cannery Creek are underlain by intruded volcanic rocks such as dunite, gabbro, and diorite. During the late Pleistocene, a continental ice sheet covered southeast Alaska, reaching thicknesses of up to 3,280 feet and extending over the continental shelf in the Gulf of Alaska. Cosmogenic nuclide dating indicates that the fjords and straits were deglaciated about 14,900 years ago. Small remnant ice caps may have persisted in high elevation areas until the early Holocene. The earliest evidence of human occupation in southeast Alaska dates to the early to mid-Holocene, often found at elevations of 52 to 72 feet above sea level. After the last glacial maximum, sea levels rose rapidly due to melting glaciers, but the land, previously depressed under the ice's weight, gradually rebounded to its current position. Between 900 and 1400 AD, ancestral Tlingit people migrated northward from the Pacific coast between the Nass and Skeena rivers. Eventually, 17 tribally distinct groups, known as Kwans, occupied most of southeast Alaska. The Tlingit used pictographs to record historical events and mark clan territories. A notable pictograph is located on a steep overhanging rock wall in Emerald Bay on the west coast of the Cleveland Peninsula, about 12 miles northeast of Union Bay. This pictograph depicts a large face representing a shark, featuring two large eyes and crescent-shaped lines on both sides symbolizing gills. This motif seems to be a clan crest, possibly marking territory. In 1741, Russian navigator Alexei Chirikov was the first European to visit southeast Alaska. In 1774, Spaniard Juan José Pérez Hernández sighted the south coast of Dahl Island. The following year, Juan Francisco de la Bodega y Cuadra entered Bucareli Bay off Prince of Wales Island. In 1792, Jacinto Camaño sighted Revillagigedo Island and the Gravina Islands, discovering Clarence Strait. Captain George Vancouver conducted an extensive survey of the Alexander Archipelago in 1793 and 1794. He circumnavigated Revillagigedo and Admiralty Islands, charting Kuyu Island, the east sides of Baranof and Chichagof Islands, and Etolin, Wrangell, Zarembo, Mitkof, and Kuprianof Islands. Within a decade, the archipelago became a hub for the maritime fur trade controlled by the Russian-American Company. In 1867, the Alaska Purchase transferred the territory from Russia to the United States. In 1916, a salmon cannery was established at the mouth of Cannery Creek in Union Bay by the Union Bay Fisheries Company. G.W. Hume took over the facility in 1923 and sold it the following year to the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, which operated it through its subsidiary, the Naukat Packing Company, in 1925. A floating clam cannery and a herring reduction plant were also present during this time at Myers Chuck, a small community on the west side of Le Mesurier Point. A post office, store, machine shop, barber shop, bakery, and bar developed there to support residents. By 1939, 107 people lived year-round in Myers Chuck. When fish runs began to decline in the 1940s, many residents left to join the armed forces or work in wartime production jobs in the lower 48. The Union Bay Cannery burned down in 1947 and was never rebuilt, but Myers Chuck persists as a community and was withdrawn from the Tongass National Forest in the 1960s. The Union Bay Cannery is linked to a pivotal moment in modern Chinese history and is reputedly taught in Chinese colleges and documented in a film. Li Gongpu was a prominent Chinese poet and scholar who traveled to the United States in 1922 to study fine arts and literature. In 1928, he documented life in Alaskan canneries for Chinese workers, choosing Union Bay for his observations. His accounts are likely the only firsthand Chinese descriptions of cannery work in Alaska before World War II, and certainly the most sophisticated. Lee noted the beauty of the cannery's location and detailed the ethnic diversity of workers from China, Japan, Korea, the Philippines, Mexico, Italy, Switzerland, and undocumented regions. He objectively observed the biases of the time, noting interactions among workers and how social status was influenced by global perceptions of their countries. Lee later returned to China, where his outspoken activism led to his assassination by the Kuomintang Secret Service in 1946. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.